Welcome to the Leading Men Podcast. I'm your host, James Haley. This podcast is dedicated to helping Christian men become better leaders at home and in the church. This week, we'll discuss the top three ways you're destroying your organization. I've seen many organizations, including churches, men's groups, and other organizations, fall apart because they were not able or willing to overcome these obstacles. I have also been a part of successful and thriving organizations, so I share my observations on how to turn things around if you see your group heading towards destruction. Leading Men is a listener-supported podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you can help us in a number of ways. First, you can subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher and give us a 5-star review. Your reviews will increase our visibility and help us reach more men. Second, you can share this podcast with your friends, family, and men's group. Finally, you can provide a donation on our website at leadingmennow.com/donate. My favorite resource for the week is the book, No Man Left Behind, How to Build and Sustain a Thriving Disciple-Making Ministry for Every Man in Your Church by Patrick Morley, David Delk, and Brett Klemmer. You've got men, you've got a church. Add a testimony, some pancakes, a prayer, and poof, you have a men's ministry, right? No, but sadly, this is the paint-by-numbers approach many of us follow to building our men's ministries. This book is the basis for many training programs, and I use it often as a reference guide. Check out this book if you truly want to disciple men in your church. A link to this book will be posted in the show notes on our website at leadingmennow.com. If you have a favorite resource that you would like to share, please email us at contact@leadingmennow.com. And now let's talk about the top three ways you're destroying your organization. This topic has been on my heart for many years. It's always painful to watch organizations slowly die. If your men's group or church is on life support, I hope this episode can help you to make a full recovery. Some of my examples for doing things the right way come from my experience working as a project manager in corporate America. I can already hear some of you right now. You can't run the church like a corporation. No, you can't run your church exactly like a corporation, but thriving and innovative organizations understand how to learn and borrow from others so you can improve your situation. Now, let's start the countdown. Number three, you are destroying your organization by not planning. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. Also, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, from Benjamin Franklin. Dying organizations do not plan or do not plan well. They often throw events together at the last minute. They may say, "It's easy, I've done this before, let's just do it and not waste time talking about it." But what happens when you don't plan? One thing you do is you forget to involve key players that will make your event a success. How well will that panel discussion run if you forgot to contact the media crew to manage the sound and run the screens? You also can go over budget. I've seen fundraisers lose hundreds or thousands of dollars because they didn't plan well. Here are a few tips for effective planning. First, develop a calendar for your organization. Don't be that organization that waits till November and says, "Can we do something for the children in need this Christmas?" It's too late at that point. Develop your calendar for the year and make sure you plan ahead. Also, do a budget. Do a budget for your organization overall and do separate budgets for each of your events. Don't authorize an event or fundraise without knowing exactly what everything will cost in writing. Don't accept "I think" or "maybe." And also set very strict guidelines in situations where you may have to reimburse someone for an expense. Provide guidelines in writing for the maximum amount that they will spend or how much you're going to be willing to reimburse them for. Also, consider doing a lessons learned session. At the end of every major project we do in corporate America, we also do a lessons learned session to figure out what went well and what needs to be improved. All organizations should do this so you don't make the same mistakes over and over and to prevent your awesome event from becoming stale in the future. Number two, you're destroying your organization because you fear change. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. For everything there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. One of the biggest complaints you will hear about church people is that they hate change. Although our belief system or mission may not change, the way we carry them out should. I think most people avoid change because it takes them out of their comfort zones. It may be very comfortable recording a sermon with a cassette deck, but no one will purchase the tapes because their cars and homes have CD players, or people want digital versions so they can listen on their computers and smartphones. We have to be willing to change if our organizations are going to survive. For example, you have to be willing to accept alternative ways of receiving money, since so many people don't carry cash. You have to be willing to communicate with people in a variety of ways, including text messages and social media, because so many people are glued to their smartphones and tablets. And you have to change simply because the thing you've been doing for the past 20 years hasn't yielded any positive results. And number one, you're destroying your organization because you have no vision. Proverbs 29, verse 17 through 19. The King James Version says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Or from The Voice, "Where there is no vision from God, the people run wild, but those who adhere to God's instruction know genuine happiness." Items number 2 and number 3 will be very difficult to overcome without a vision. Organizations without visions do not have unity. You don't have to be the size of a megachurch to see a lack of unity. I've seen it in groups as small as 10. Odds are that a group with no vision will never grow to the size of a megachurch. Organizations without visions are siloed, or in other words, it's a big group made up of smaller groups that don't work well together. Organizations without a vision also lack excitement. The few people that show up are only there out of obligation. I'm supposed to go to church every Sunday. I'm supposed to attend this meeting every Wednesday. These people aren't excited, and I can guarantee you they won't be able to encourage others to join your organization. What is a vision? It's simply what you want your organization to be in the end. Also, it can't be something that's easily attainable. If your organization can easily meet the vision, then it probably didn't come from God. Once you find your vision, it must be shared and sold. A leader's vision is nothing if the members cannot buy into it. The organization has to own the vision in order for it to be realized. Otherwise, the people will run wild. When people buy into a vision, you won't have to beg them to volunteer or come up with new ideas. They will come up with new ideas and solutions on their own. Please check out the show notes for other resources that will help you develop a vision for your church or men's group. I hope this will help you turn your organization around. This list could easily be longer than 3, but they were the top 3 that I've seen. I would love to hear from you on other things that what you think are destroying organizations. Please email me at contact@leadingmennow.com. Or reach out on Twitter or Facebook at Leading Men Now. If this podcast was a blessing to you, please let us know by emailing us at contact@leadingmennow.com. Please don't forget to provide a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Leading Men Now. And let's continue the conversation with the hashtag Leading Men Now. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.